This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 6th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Commodity prices at the Chicago Board of Trade moved higher today, largely influenced by weather forecasts for higher temperatures moving into the Corn Belt this month. Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company says the global wheat market is reacting to weather conditions.
In fact, I believe the wheat market globally and domestically is bottoming. We're starting to see some lights at the end of the tunnel for maybe more bullishness on corn. So behind all of this is, some opportunities, I think, for higher prices. So nearby, we're going to be very focused on weather because we know that the next 2 weeks of weather are very important for U.S. corn pollination and how that all plays into yield.
Bossi says corn demand is growing and tightening the global balance sheet.
If I look and combine the usage of the past three quarters, we've used about a billion bushels more of corn. Well, we can all sit here and argue whether that usage has been an overstatement of last year's yield, if it's been because we're feeding livestock, cattle, hogs, and poultry out to heavier weights. Is it because the ethanol industry is running in a higher gear? All of that is combined together, but, having 600 million bushels extra corn when you've got that usage profile is really important, and I wouldn't want to forget exports in that because we do have exports 600 million bushels above a year ago. So it's all combining. Price has done its job to encourage demand. And that's why for the first time, at least for me in about 2.5 years, I'm starting to grow little horns. And I think those horns could get larger as I get into the end of the year if there's any weather problems in South America.
Bossi believes the corn market is now establishing a stronger chart position.
We know we're very close to a seasonal bottom or have formed a seasonal bottom already. I think that seasonal bottom may have come before the USDA report last Monday, the June report, and then we're now climbing higher from there. We formed a weekly reversal on the charts in corn, which we don't see very often. So with that in mind, I do think the seasonal price trends start to turn up if the United States and China can come to some kind of deal. I'm hearing they're meeting in Beijing on July 10th and then back to the United States later in July to finish the Board of Trade. If that happens and China starts buying, I think the trends start to turn up rather quickly. But if that doesn't happen, then we do have that kind of sideways market maybe to the end of summer.
The domestic weather outlook did play a role in today's price run. Bossi says European weather is a growing market factor.
Globally, we're seeing the corn crop decimated in Europe. Europe already planted very low corn acres, record low this year. We think the European corn crop could drop maybe 10 million metric tons down to 46 or 47. That means that Europe needs to import 24 to 25 million metric tons of corn, becoming the world's largest corn importer. So with all that in mind, wheat becomes important because they feed a lot of wheat within Europe. So Europe will feed more wheat. But if I look at global exporter supplies this year, we've got them down 57 million metric tons. That's a record. So all of a sudden, the world has a shortage of wheat that's crept up on the markets very quickly. And it's not only our supply or our smaller acreage here. It was the same in Canada, as we saw Stats Canada data on Monday also.
Bossi says domestic demand for renewable energy is giving a significant lift to the soybean complex.
And we're crushing a record amount of soybeans at 2.75 billion bushels this year. We need more oil. The oil sector, soybean oil, will continue to move higher over time. We're seeing a correction right now in oil prices, really due to, of course, the fall in crude oil prices. But as you stand back, the RVO that needs to be met will be difficult to do it with either RINs, and so production will be ramping up. So we're looking for 1.3 to 1.4 billion pounds of soy oil to be used by biofuels each month, and that's going to be considerable. And so with that, it's going to support the soybean market near or below $11 for months and months to come.
This afternoon, the USDA said 16% of the corn crop was silking, 34% of soybeans blooming, 67% of corn and 64% of soybeans rated good to excellent. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with sugar, an American-made, all-natural ingredient. But a flood of over-quota subsidized sugar imports is putting family farmers, legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security at risk. Visit SugarAlliance.org to learn why we must not offshore American sugar production. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.